Less than a week after the exile of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide, an interim council is working to build new political institutions in Haiti. Whatever government emerges, it will face endemic poverty, starvation, environmental devastation, and widespread disease, including HIV/AIDS. Haiti consistently ranks among the five worst countries in the United Nations annual survey of living conditions. David Adams started his career in Haiti over 20 years ago and has recently returned there as the mission director for the U.S. Agency for International Development. He joins us by phone from his office in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. Welcome to the program, Mr. Adams.
Thank you, John.
You were in Haiti 20 years ago. What was the situation then in terms of environmental and health problems, and how does that compare with the situation today?
Well, Haiti is, of course, still the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. Literacy was lower back then. It has improved somewhat. Per capita income has actually, I think, stayed quite low, about a dollar a day, maybe a little bit more than that now. In a nutshell, you've had a rather constant low level of indicators in terms of health and education and general poverty. I think you can say that there have been increases in improvements in health in particular.
Let me ask you about where the improvements have been in terms of health.
Sure. Infant mortality in the early 90s was about 130 infants died for every 1,000 live births. The current figure is somewhat above 80, about 85, still the highest in the hemisphere, but definitely an improvement. Child malnutrition has also decreased quite a bit since the early 90s.
How about in terms of HIV/AIDS?
Back when I first arrived in Haiti, we really didn't even know there was a problem in 1980-81. The HIV/AIDS prevalence rate did climb. I think at its high point, it was about 6.2%. There have been decreases in recent years, but it's climbing on one particular age group, and that's 15 to 24-year-olds. So we're very concerned about the continuing climb among youth.
Let's talk a little bit about the environment. I understand that Haiti's topsoil has been eroded dramatically. How do you manage to have agriculture with the kind of topsoil that Haiti has?
It is localized. I mean, you find subsistence farmers eking out a living even on hillsides that are heavily eroded. Obviously, in the long term, that's not sustainable. But at the same time, there are places like the Artibonite Valley in the center of the country, a large rice-growing area. And then you have in the south, around the Jacmel region, but extending over to Lake High and the so-called the Claw.
How much agriculture is going on? I mean, can the Haitians feed themselves?
No, they can't feed themselves. Let's be clear about that. People are very, you can say, undernourished. Now, I don't want to mitigate the problem, because if you look at the average Haitian in the street, anywhere you go, that person is usually quite thin and quite frail.
Let me ask you.
So, yeah, they're just eking it out.
I noticed just the other day when I was looking in the newspapers, a week after the revolution in Haiti, that there was no story about Haiti on the front pages of the major papers in this country. And I'm just wondering whether there's the political will to follow through and somehow make an improvement in Haiti. It certainly hasn't happened in the last 20 years.
I don't know. I sense that there's a difference this time. It's early. But I think there's a realization that we have to come back into Haiti in a big way. We've got to do it right. We've got to be committed. Most of all, Haitians have to perform. They need, in my view, technocrats to run the government, not people who have a political background. Yes, I'm the eternal optimist, and I wouldn't have come back here if I wasn't. But I just think that there is a good future for Haiti. It's just a tough slog.
David Adams is the mission director for the USAID in Haiti. He joined us from his office in Port-au-Prince. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.